Okay, we're picking up the Gemara in Ervin Beis Amud Beis, the very last two words, Elam Atzer, we're discussing. Rav said yesterday, at the end of yesterday's daf, he said that we learn out the exact dimensions of the Mavoi, where Yehuda and the Chachamim wandered out from the Ulam and wandered out for the Heichal. The Ulam is the first area. That was where the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's where the Menorah was, that's where the Mizbeach Toras, right, that was there. As opposed to the inner chamber where the Kodesh Kodashim is, that entrance, the Heichal, is where the Chachamim are learning out the Din. So the Gemara now says, the Gemara had kashas on it. The Gemara answered yesterday to answer for Rav. The Gemara now asked more kashas in Rav. The Gemara says, El Ma'ata, but if it's true, the Chachamim want to base their ruling based on the Heichal, then turning out to the Xama now, Lo Tehane Le Amlasra. So then, an Amlasra is a type of crossbeam that was used for strengthening the roof in the Beis HaMikdash. So that, according to the Gemara, suggesting now that shouldn't be helpful in order, if you have something that's higher than 20 amos, it shouldn't be helpful. Daha heichal amlasra havelei. The amlasra, in the Beis HaMikdash, it was there. Vafilachi esrimave edgova. It was only considered 20 amos high. Just then, as we learn in the Mishnah and Midos, chamesh amlasra shel milai v'agaba, that we had these type of crossbeams, again, that were strengthening the roof, those were there, and they were made shell mela, rather. Shell mela is like a material similar to oak, and that is oak material. They were on top of the heichal. Zol amalavizol, zol amazol. They were crossbeams, and they were one on top of the other. So then, if that's the case, why should it be okay for a mavoi if it wasn't really considered part of the Pesach? It wasn't part of the opening. It was on top of the opening in the base of Migdash. So the Gemara says, is that really going to kash? The Gemara says, "Vaha mai to you? You're asking this. You think that this is such a good kasha? This is such a good question you have? Dilma kitanya I the amlasros beulam tanya. Maybe that this was b'chal not a shaila for Rabbi Yehuda. This was mentioned only with reference to the ulam, to the outer chamber, the outer entrance. Like when you first walk in, you're going to come to the ulam, then you'll come to the heichal. So only that entrance of the ulam, that is where they had these special amlasros. But it doesn't exist by the heichal, so you wouldn't have a kasha from the heichal." So the Gemara says, "Vaha mai kusha." But you're saying you're rejecting my kasha based on the idea that the Mishnah in Midos is referring dafka to the ulam and not the heichal. Is that really true? Dilma tavnis heichal katavnis ulam. The Gemara says maybe that we are assuming that the same structure fundamentally was the heichal and the ulam, and really they both had these special crossbeams that were there. These like golden crossbeams. If you ever see pictures of Beis HaMikdash, you'll see those golden things on those pictures. They have them, so maybe they existed on both. So it is a very strange lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, maybe they were the same. What do you mean, maybe they were the same? If they were maybe the same, they'll just say to answer you that they weren't the same, and then you don't have a kasha. So really, the Ritva explains, he says, no, over here, dilma sometimes doesn't mean that it's just maybe, rather, it's a definitive answer. We're saying, no, they really, we have a Masorah that they were the same, that the Heichal and the Ulam were the same, and therefore we are saying now they both had these Amlasras. They both of them had it. So the Gemara says that if that's the case, Lama Amar Rabbi Yulai Amar Rav. So why did Rabbi Yulai say in the name of Rav, Rechava Arba Afal Pi She'enu Biria, that a Korah is four tefachim wide, it's going to be valid even though it's not strong enough to support the brick. This is not going to be so much relevant. We'll get to the Sivrei Hashem on Mishnah, and we'll get to the Mishnah and Yud Gimel on Beis. So that sugi over there will come up. However, the Iker part of the Kasha is the Hamshech. V'im Yeshla Amlasra, if this Mavoi has this crossbeam, that's very chash of a crossbeam, a nice crossbeam, afilu gava yosar masri mama, eno tzarech lamais. Even if it was more than 20 amos, you would not need to lower the shear. But if that's the case, we're not learning it out from the Beis HaMikdash, because in the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't really part of the entranceway, it really was just there on top of the entranceway, so it really was not a direct comparison to the two, according to Rav. How could that be? So the Gemara answer says, the Gemara Amar of Yosef Amlasra Tamasni. So you really, whether or not we're going to assume that this chash of a crossbeam that's there is valid if it's higher than 20 amos, that was in a brisa. It wasn't Rav himself who made a stira with what he said, it's a brisa. The Gemara says, okay, at the end of the day though, brisas are, you don't want to have a brisa tonight, source arguing on Rav. Granted, we say when we're stuck, Rav Tana Palag, we'd rather not come on to that over here. So the Gemara now wants to suggest, we know that brisas a lot of times are less authoritative than Mishnayos. They weren't as Mediyak, right? Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was very machmir to make sure that the exact question that we said before, Mishnayos are more concise, they don't mention things. they're always considered authoritative. We always assume that all the Amoraim knew every single Mishnah. So we always ask a stira how they say Mishnah. But a Braisa, we don't ask a Naka Kashka. It could be they didn't have that Braisa on hand. So they're not all accessible. So not necessarily had the best gear sauce. So the Gemara says, it's the same thing, by the way, with Aga point, but the Talmud Yerushalmi has a lot more girsa changes because it wasn't as accurate because people didn't always learn it as much. And therefore, we didn't have as much use of it, and therefore the girsas are a lot more problematic. There's a lot more girsa changes. As opposed to Bali, everyone was learning it all the time, so then there's less girsa changes. Still a lot of girsa changes too, but not as much as Yerushalmi. Similar idea with the braces. The braces weren't as accessible to everyone. Everyone wasn't using them, weren't learning them all the time, so there a lot of times the braces hadn't necessarily the right girsas. So the Gemara asks, Man Katanila, who taught this braces? Is it really authoritative? So the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Vachama Breit de Rabba Bar Avukta, and the Vachama Breit Ravua, who's the one who taught it, and apparently it was a valid Masorah. So this was a reliable braces. So again, this braces now is against Rav. Tell her Lassa Masdis of Dikshar Rav. Again, we're going to assume that this braces, assuming that it would go above 20 amos for a Mavay and it would be valid, and this is Rabbi Akash and Rav. So the Gemara answers that for Rav Amalecha Rav Dal Anim Bahacha. So what do you? He's like, literally means like, take me out of here. What do you mean that there's a kasha on me? Masnisa milu kasha na adade. Wouldn't the two mishnayos, these two braces rather, be a stira in itself? Because Rav said before, what did Rav learn it out from? He's saying, I'm not making up things. The Mishnah said before that if you have a mavoi which is gavomet 20 amos, Rashi says yosir mepischal shel hecha. If it's bigger than the hechal, clearly comparing the fact that it's bigger than the hechal to the reason that it's possible. So that Mishnah is saying that more than 20 amos is going to be pasul. And then the other Mishnah says that if you have this amlasra, magically it's going to be okay. So there seems to be a stir between the braisas, the maisa chomim, or tonight. So I have to assume that there's machlokas tonight, and it's really not a stir in the braisas. And whether or not we assume this amlasra is going to be okay, is a machlokas tonight. Well, did you not meet tonight? So which Rav says, I would also say right that there's machlokas tonight, and I really go like the braisa that says that it would not be valid. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Gamar, he gives a different terrace. He says, below Rav, without Rav, I would have said differently. I would have said, the two braces, rather, are not arguing on each other. Rather, how could we say this? What's the whole reason that Rabbanan require a Korah that's not going to be higher than 20 Amos? Because you want to make sure that it has to be a Heker, has to be a reminder for you to realize that Rashi says that you're not supposed to be carrying in the Rishus HaRabim. Either itself reminds you don't continue and carry beyond here. That's one explanation of the Rishonim. Or the other explanation is no. That realize that this is a Rishus HaYachid. Inside of here is a Rishus HaYachid. Fundamentally, that's why there's a reason for the Mavi. But either way, it's to not let you get confused. But if it's above 20 amos, you might not see it. So then why does the Braisa compare it, though, to the fact that the Heichal entranceway to the base of Migdash was 20 amos, which is where Rav understood that the whole idea was that it was compared directly to the Heichal, and all the dinim have to apply from the Heichal to this Mavoi. So the Gemara says it's not a din gemura, it's not like a full-fledged din, and rather Simon of Alma, rather it was just a way to remember it, that you'll also remember, by the way, that the Heichal also had a 20 amos entranceway, and that, like, we're just learning two halachas from the same thing, but not that they're necessarily exact parallels for what halachas you have to learn from A to B, that there just is a simon, it's just a way to remember it. That's how we're going to answer the Gemara. The Gemara asks, so the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Hanicha ilos rile ha de rabba. And it makes sense of Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, who holds that the reason Chachamim disqualify a Korah that's high 20 amos is not going to be big enough because you don't notice it, then I understand he's going to be holding like rabba in the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda regarding to a sukkah, as we're going to see in a moment. El Yisrael le Rabba, rather, that's if he doesn't swear like the Rabba. If El Yisrael le Rabba, Damar Rabba, what does Rabba hold? Now we're going to be introduced to Rabba. Rabba holds in sukkah, the very beginning of sukkah. It discusses over there, why is it that a sukkah that's above 20 amos, the schach above 20 amos, it's going to be possible? Chassim, Leman Yedu Dorosechem Kibbe Sukkah, so Shaftes Mnei Yisrael. You have to know and be mindful that I took them out in a sukkah. Aga, this is one of the halachas that everyone agrees, whether you hold mitzvah tzichas kavana, minus inner tzichas kavana, at least that's the way the Bach explains it, it's a pretty famous Bach, that everyone agrees that you need to have kavana every time you walk into the sukkah because of this pasuk. It says, Laman Yedu, it says a beferish, that you need to know. That's why you have to know exactly why the reason for the sukkah also. Right? The Torah, I think it's the Torah, says that the reason is it's because of the Ananiya Kavod. Why does the Torah, the Machalukas in the Gemara, whether it's a sukkah mamish or it was Ananiya Kavod? So the Shaila Bach asks, what is the Torah getting involved in seemingly in a Gadak Gemara, whether or not it was a sukkah mamish or an Ananiya Kavod? Because no, you need to know exact reason why you're going to the sukkah, and you have to kavana why you're going into the sukkah. So the similar thing is that you need to know when you're going to the sukkah, you're going into the sukkah, and on Asher Mamma, the Gemara says, the Adam Yodah Asher Vidar Sukkah, that until 20 amos, that a person knows that he's in a sukkah. Above 20 amos, so which again, around simplicity, I'll say around 40 feet, or a little different, right? The exact shurim based on the Chazon Ish, the Moshe, it's a different shurim, but whatever it is going to be exactly, So here, it's going to be roughly 40 feet, a little bit higher. So the Gemara, maybe no, less than that. I think Amma's less than a foot, but 2 feet. Whatever it is, we'll go with that. So the Gemara says, so then you're going to know that you're in a sukkah. However, the Malam Esrim, more than that, in a new Nemeshim, Delosha Debayin, a person doesn't look up and see the schach at that point. So therefore, you're not going to look over it. You're not going to notice the sukkah. So therefore, the sukkah is going to be puzzled. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if it's higher than 20 Amma's, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara now saying, so Alma got by sukkah, Nami by Kara Pliga. The whole idea by sukkah is whether or not it's noticeable. That's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So, Ben, according to him, why do I need to know the machlokas both by a mavoi and by hilchos sukkah? If I know that the whole idea is by heker, the whole idea is that you should know, and above 20 amos, you don't need to know, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda who doesn't hold of this idea, then he argues on mavoi and he argues on sukkah. But why do I care about mavoi? You mention it by sukkah, and that's enough. Or the way around, say it by mavoi, and I'll learn it by sukkah. I don't even need to tell you both. So says the Gemara now, Tzricha, no, I need to mention both cases, the argument twice, the Yash Minan Gabi Sukkah, because if I told you the halacha only in regards to Sukkah, Behalkam Rabbi Yehuda, only in the case of, in that case would Rabbi Yehuda say that the Schach that's above 20 Amos is going to be Kosher. Why? Kevin de Leshiva Aviday, Shlita Beinah, because what am I doing there? I sit down in the Sukkah, so it's going to be at some point I look up, everyone looks up and looks around all the time, look at it now for 3 seconds without looking around and getting bored. So clearly they're going to look up and see the Schach, even if it's above 20 Amos, therefore he says that the Sukkah is going to be Kosher. Albert Mavoy, Aval Mavoy, Dehilach Avid, Ema Mother, but when it comes to Mavoi, what do? You walk in and out of the Mavoi. You're not standing there. It's the entranceway to the main area where people are walking. So you're just walking through there. So you're not actually going to look up and see something above 20 amos. Maybe I would hold that Rabbi Yehuda would agree with the Chacham in that case that above 20 amos is possible. So he has to come and tell you, no, even by a Mavoi hold that it's kosher. The Gemara says maybe the other way around. I also need to tell you, so then just say Mavoi and I'll say kosher again. Sukkah. No, because I could say the other way. The Fidei Rabbanan. V'yesh min b'ha b'kamer Rabbanan. Only in the case with regards to the Korah that's above 20 amos, the Chacham are going to say this with regards to the Mavoi of Abahach. Maybe that's a very good svara. They'll agree with Rabbi Yehuda with regards to Hilchos Sukkah. That since you sit down, everyone's going to look around, that you would think that it's kosher above 20 amos, so therefore you're going to need the case of Tzricha. The Gemara says now you need both of the cases of both Sukkah and the case of Erevin. So now the Gemara now asks, my Amlasra, so exactly Rashi explains, is why is this Amlasra so chashev, this crossbeam that's used for support, why is it so chashev that people are going to notice it if it's above 20 amos? Why does it change the halacha? So the Gemara says, Rav Chamar bar Avdud bar Amar Kine. So he says, it's these types of birds' nests, which look very nice, and they go out over there, and it's something that's noticeable. Since it's so noticeable, everyone is going to see it even above 20 amos. Yes, Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi always came, he always came from Eretz Yisrael, saying things from Eretz Yisrael. Amar b'mar Rava Piskit Arza. He said that it was not these birds' nests, rather, it was these type of cedar things, these cedar poles, literally, and these were what it was, and it was very, very chashuv things that people would look at even above 20 amos. So the Gemara now says, Ma damar Piskit Arza, the one who holds that Dafka is referring to the cedar poles, then he'll say Kol Shekain when it comes to Kine. He'll say Kol Shekain, the bird's nest, because when they're more noticeable than, and people are definitely going to look at that. So therefore, Ma damar Kine, Aval Piskit Arza, but the one who says that it's Dafka referring to a nest, these birds' nests over here, maybe that's more chashev, that's more noticeable. However, just stamp cedar poles there, that's not so noticeable. Above 20 amos, maybe that wouldn't be enough. So the Gemara asks, so the one who says that it is really the cedar poles, why does he hold that that's going to be enough above 20 amos? The Gemara says, Minshum denafish mishche, because the length is very, very long. And if people notice something that's very long, the Gemara says, but wait a second, Vasukkah, the Nafim Mishchai Kamar Rabbanan Delo. But when it comes to the Schach of a Sukkah, that's obviously very long. It's covering the entire area underneath it. It's covering the whole Sukkah. And that's very long, and it's going to extend even beyond the walls because it has to be supported. And yet, if it's above 20 amos, we don't assume you're going to be looking at it something that's very long. So Gemara says, Ela came into Kachashiv Islay Kala. No, because apparently these cedar poles are very chashiv. They're very important. People talk about look how expensive that is, $10,000 thing over there. So it's very chashiv, so then people are talking about it, they'll remember. Therefore, it's not going to be, it's going to be something they remember. The Gemara says, Miktas Korah, Besochashim, Miktas Korah, Lamala Meshim. So now the Gemara, we finish with that second. The Gemara says now, when it comes to the Korah, if you have a Korah that's within 20 amos of the ground, and part of the Korah is above 20 amos of the ground, what's going to be the lacha? That's what we're wondering now. Get mitzvah korah besoch hashem. Mitzvah korah lamala hashem. What's the halach over here? That it's partially above the 20 amos and partially below. So let's say it's a very thick one. So it's an arm and a half thick. And the buried by the bottom of the last half amma, let's say it's from 19 and a half amma, so the last half amma of this thick board is your korah. So, or the same thing with your schach. Mitzvah schach betoch hashem and mitzvah schach lamala hashem. If your schach is thick, you're using those thick wooden schach. So if it's an amma and a half, let's say, so the last is a half amma is under 20 ammas, but the other amma is above 20 ammas. What's the halach over there? Is that considered problematic or not? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba b'mavei kasher b'sukkah pasul. Rabba wants to say that maybe by a mavoi, in the case of a korah on top of the mavoi, that is going to be a valid mavoi. the korah over there, even if it's above 20 amos in that circumstance, if it's partially above 20 amos. However, a sukkah is going to be possible. So Gemara says, what's the difference? What's the svara to assume by a mava it's going to be kosher? We say that a lot, but literally we're going to thin it out. That we don't assume that we're looking at the whole korah as one unit, and therefore we look at rov of the unit of the of this beam being outside of the 20 amos. Rather, we're looking at it as the fact that part of the beam is under 20 amos, that's good enough. The fact that part of the beam is under 20 amos is going to be good enough, and it's going to be kosher. So the Gemara says, say the same as Xfarah by the Schach. Sukkah nami le makolosh. Say the same thing by the Schach of a sukkah. That if we could thin out the Schach and ignore the top part of the Schach, so say that the bottom part of the Schach is within your sukkah, and it should be kosher. So the Gemara says, because ikalshit avilei chamaser mumitzilsen, because if you use the svara by stach and you want it to thin it out, then anyway you'll have a problem, because then you'll have a problem of the fact that there's more sun than shade. If there's more sun than shade, the Gemara learns out in Masechta Sukkah that is a psul. That's one of the reasons that above 20 amos that's one of the reasons given in the Gemara Sukkah over there. Why it's possible that if you have more sun than shade, it means that you don't have enough schach in your Sukkah. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, so we can say the same thing by the case of the Korah, that we should say it's puzzle. He calls us the Ava the Korah and it tells Beruach. But if you want to assume that it's thinned out, we're ignoring the top part, then it should be a Korah, which would be falling in a normal wind. And that falling in a normal wind is going to be enough to assume that it's not a valid, Korah, and not going to be validating your Mavoi. So the Gemara says, Elakarchach nasa kishibudim shamatachas. Apparently you have to say that Rabbah understands that the Korahs, the bottoms are going to be viewed as if they're metal rods, and the top part, Hachanami, is not viewed as part of that same beam. Hachanami, same thing, but the Gemara says, if that's the Svara though, that we're just ignoring the top half of the beam, assuming that it's something else. So then over here also, Elakarchach nasa tzilzim rabim chamas. So say the bottom part is part of the Sukkah, and the top part is like, as if it's not there, and we're going to ignore it. So why is that, again, is there a chiluk between Sukkah and Mavoi? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rave, my parzika. So here's the final answer. Sukkah de le'achadu. Who builds a sukkah? I built it myself. Lo midkar. So I'm never going to remind myself and realize that the schach, I'm not going to remember about the lowest level of the schach. Therefore, he says that it's going to be pasul. That the portion within the 20 amos is gonna fall or go away. I'm not going to remind myself. I'm not going to know. That's the reason. However, mavoy de le'rabav midkar adade. They're going to remind each other to make sure that it's in good condition. It's not going above this 20 amos. Therefore, there's no reason to assume that there'd be a gzera. And this is an interesting concept, that when something is l'rabim, we saw this by the towels, let's say, that was a heter, one of the heter to dry off with a towel might be, if that there's rabim over there, they're midgar adade. We also use it by a shomer, we use it by, let's say, a person is usher to eat before davening ma'ariv, and mincha, even mincha gadol, mincha ketana, is a shayla over there in the Rishonim, but let's say by marav for sure, you're not allowed to eat before you daven marav. So what's the heter? So people rely on what's called a shomer, that people are going to remind you that you have rabbi mitkar adada, that's another heter. If people are going together, going to be davening marav together, that potentially is another heter. This is also another point, is that they ask the Gra, I think it's in the footnotes of the Maaser Rav, is that why isn't there a gzera to read? We always have a minhag to read on Shabbos Chol HaMoed of Shabbos Sukkos and Shabbos we read Shir HaShilim and Kohelas on Pesach and Sukkos respectively, right? So they asked the Gra, why did it make a gzera to Rabba that you are going to carry if you read from the klaf, right? The Gra was mapped, everyone read from the klaf. You understood that everyone used to be, that's the real ikar takanas, to read it from the klaf. He said a bracha. Those in Eretz Yisrael, they say a bracha on it. So he asked, why is it? He says, no, the whole takana was for the rabbin. It's only a din b'tzibor, and therefore they have this din of mitgar adad, as opposed to everything else, a shofar, a lulav, it's an individual halacha. You have to do it yourself also. Here it's only done b'tzibor. And based on that Gra, I think both of Shechter and Rav Nemetzel Shlita, when they were asked about this year, a lot of people were davening b'yichidus because of the corona and the quarantine. So then they were asked about, is there a chiv to read Shir HaShirim to yourself, or to read Shir HaShirim, really, it was Pesach, to read Shir HaShirim to yourself. I think Rav Shechter and both Rav Nemetzel both understood that there would not be a chiv because of this Gra, that it is a din on the rabbi. Either way, continuing the Mar now, the Rav HaGra says, Ravina Amar. Ravina says, Sukkah de reis achmira berabbanan. When it comes to Sukkah, that's a din de rabbanan, therefore we're going to be machmir. However, mavoy de rabbanan lachmir rabbanan, we're not going to be machmir on a din with regards to mavoy, and therefore that's why we're going to accept that partially within the 20 amos is good by a mavoy, as opposed to by a Sukkah, we're not going to accept that. The Gemara says, Ravada bar masta masta li ashmat de rabba ipcha. He learned it in the opposite direction. The Gemara now says, what is that? Rabbi Mavoy, possible. With regards to Mavoy, it's possible, but Sukkah Kshira, with regards to Sukkah, even though it's Teresa, it's going to be Kasher if you have a Schach partially within the 20 Amos and extending above the 20 Amos. The Gemara says, Maishna, Sukkah Kshira, he's going to have a similar Shach Lotaria, just putting Let's look on the other side of the Shaka Vatari, of this Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara says, why is Sukkah really different? The Gemara says, Darminan, Kolish. We can thin out the Schach and assume that the bottom part of the Schach, the upper part of the Schach, rather, is not there. But why do you assume that we're going to say the same thing about thinning it out with regards to a Mavai? What's the difference between a Sukkah and a Mavai? The Gemara says, because if you say, Kosh al-Hav al-Likor, and it tells Baruch, if you assume that you're going to say, they're going to thin out the board on the Mavai, then you would have a problem of the fact that it is considered something that's being moved by a wind. And it's being moved by the wind, and then it's not going to be something that's kosher. But the Gemara says, if we're going to say the same thing by Sukkah, Hachanami, Kalsha, the Yavi, like Hamasim, Rabbat Silas, the Zero 2 over here, when it comes to thinning out the halacha, we're going to say the halacha of thinning it out, that the Hemshech Leschach is going to be gone, and then you're going to have too much sun and not enough shade. So where's the law? We're going to assume that we're forced to say that we're assuming that the view of the shade isn't there. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case, so too shouldn't you assume that the top part, the bottom part of the mavoi is considered like metal rods, that it's going to be okay, they're going to be strong enough. And the top part is if it's not there, as if they're thin. The Gemara says, how do we answer this? When it comes to sukkah, there's the opposite story over here, that you realize your own responsibility because you do it on yourself. When it comes to mavoi, however, you use it for public use, then you could, people are not going to be mindful of, they're not going to mind each other. People say that there's a part in charge of two cooks, neither one is not going to be hot or cold, meaning that if each one is relying on the other pot to do the twerk, no one's going to actually do that. And I think, I don't remember much, we took a course in CPR, I think, in high school, but I don't remember almost anything from the course. The one thing I do remember from that course is that, Chas v'Shalom, if there is an emergency, what they tell you to do is you don't say, someone call the police, someone go get water. Because no one's going to do it. Everyone's going to think someone else do it. You say, you call 911, you go get water for the person, you go get a towel, whatever you need. That's basically, that's Gemara. Says the same psychology over there, that if people just say something, no one's going to pay attention to it. So when it comes to this Mavoi, no one's going to remember remind each other. Either way, the Gemara gives another answer. Gemara says, Ravina Mar, Sukkah de Raisa lo bai chizuk. Now when it comes to Sukkah, which is a Dinder Raisa, it doesn't need any chizuk. People anyway are going to be careful to fulfill the halacha. The Gemara says, however, Mavoi Rabbanan bai chizuk. We have this concept sometimes. We're going to be more machmer, Dinder Rabbanan, than a Dinder Raisa to give it extra chumras to make sure people take it seriously. So Gemara now says, what is the final halacha? The Mayavala, what's the final halacha with regards to, is it a Korah Schach that's partially above 20 amos? Is it going to be acceptable or not? The Gemara says, Rabba bar Ravula Amar Zev is a puzzle. Both of them are going to be puzzle. However, Rava Amar Zev is a kosher. Rava says both the Korah and the Schach are going to be kosher. Turning on to next time. Now, because Chalal Sukkah Tnan, the Mishnah Sukkah discusses the case of a Sukkah that's high at 20 amos. It refers to the inside of the Sukkah that's 20 amos tall. Chala Mavoi Tnan, and also in regards to the Mishnah, talking about Mavoi, and some of the entrance where it's higher, is referring to the inside of the Mavoi of the entrance. Both of Mishnah's, the meaning is that the height of the open space beneath the Schach of the Korah should not measure more than 20 amos. That sounds like if any part of the Schach of the Korah is valid, then it's going to be okay. That's what Rava wants to assume. The Gemara wants to bring a proof that Rav Papa brings a proof for Rava. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa L'Rava. Tanya de Masayalach, you have a bracelet that supports you. Mavoi Shukavah Meshram Amma Yosef Bishal Shal Hechal. You have a Mavoi which is higher than 20 amos, which is greater than that of the Hechal, the Beis HaMikdash, you lower it. Hechal Gufa Chalalo Eshim. Now, the idea Rav Papa is bringing out is that the Hechal itself, the inside of the Hechal, the interior part of the Hechal was 20 amos. So we see from the bracelet that of course height is the entranceway is measured from the inside and not including the actual Korah itself, not including the crossbeam. So the Gemara now says, is that really true though? Eitzi Rav Shimon Papa Papa Rabbar Rav Shila Papa Kitzad Hu or really it's Haya, but we change the gifts to Hu, whatever it is, Hu or Haya Ose Maniach Korah Misfas Eshim Lamata. What does he do? How does one place the Korah on the Mavoi's entrance? He places the Korah from the edge of 20 amos and below. This implies that the Korah itself has to be within, the whole Korah has to be within the 20 amos, not like Rava. So the Gemara wants to answer. So he says Ima Ulamala. You should say that it means and also above, meaning. And when the Braisa says that above has to be no higher than 20 amos, that's a reference to the bottom of the Korah, but the actual thing is the Korah is allowed to be higher than the 20 amos. So the Gemara says, the Braisa uses explicitly the Lashon of it has to be below. Apparently it means that the Korah itself has to be below the 20 amos. So the Gemara says, Hakamashmalan delamata kilamala. No, this is teaching you another halacha, that above is like below. Mala, mala chala. I assume that when it comes to the 20 amos maximum, it means that the entrance, the interior, is part of the 20 amos. That is what Rava meant. Aflamala, lamata rather chala. I assume that below, when regards to, you need to have a 10 tefach minimum of a korah. That means that the inside, the under part, the interior of the korah has to be 10 tefachim. And no part of the korah is allowed to go below this minimum. It needs to be above this 10 tefachim. That's what we see over here. The Braisa is saying that you're allowed to put the korah from the edge of 20 amos and not higher. And also you're allowed to put the korah at the edge of 20 tefachim but not any lower. That's what comes out of the Braisa. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Amar Abaye Mishmid Rav Nachman." Abaye says, "Now in the name of Rav Nachman, Amat Sukkah v'Amas Mavoy v'Amas Beis Chamisha, Amas Kalayim v'Amas Bas Shisha." They say Rav Nachman that usually, an Amma is a reference to a certain measure of units of Tfachim. Tfachim is a small amount, roughly the size of your fist. Right? There's 6 Tfachim in an Amma or 5 Tfachim in an Amma. It depends on what. So really, Rav Nachman is giving us the rule that we go l'chumra in all the cases. And the Gemara is going to ask on this. In a moment, we're going to see. But really, by a Sukkah and a Mavoy, we're going to go with, it's going to be 5 Tfachim is an Amma. As opposed to Kilayim, we're going to say that 6 Tfachim is an Amma. So we're going to always be machmir. The Gemara says, Amas Mavoy Bas Chamish Lamayelcha. So what halacha does he use the Amma of 5 Tfachim with regards to a Mavoy? What is the chumra? Legava, that you need to be the tight, the maximum height of a korah of 20 Amos is going to be this only 5 tfachim. If it was, so it would be 100 tfachim, as opposed to if you assumed it was 6 tfachim, right, you'd have 120 tfachim. The pirtas mavoy, also with regards to the if you have an opening in the mavoy, it's going to be 10 amos. That's the maximum it's allowed to be, so that would be only 50 tfachim and not 60 tfachim. You're going to be machmer. Va'ika meshach mavoy ba'arba maslakulav. Wait a second, Mara says that's 2 halachas where we agree that is granted. That's going to be a chumrah. However, there is one leniency in regards to a meshach mavoy. We're going to see this halachas more later, that this is discussing a depth of a mavoy. The depth of a mavoy, the mavoy has to be below. It has to be 4 amos. And if it's not 4 amos, and deep, in order to be adjusted to be lecha korah, if it's shallower than that, you need more of a chiluk to fix it. It's not going to be valid for a mavoy, Rashi says. So then, that is a kula though, because you're using a smaller shear now. The Gemara answers 2 answers. The Gemara says, so the Rav Nachman used like the one who says that the minimum depth of mavoy has to be 4 tfachim, nothing to do with amas. So it's nothing to do with an amas, so therefore not going to be whether or not it's 5 or 6 amas is irrelevant. It's going to be 4 tfachim, which is shorter than that either way. So the Gemara gives another answer. This answer, if I say my ba'arba amas, virovka amar amas kamar. Yes, it does, most of the time it's going to be a chumra, and when it doesn't, it also means that we should be the machmer. Just we didn't say that because that's not the main cases. The main cases of when it comes to an amma, it's going to be, if you say 5 amas, you're going to assume that's the most machmer. In the one case where it's going to be a kula, about in the case of the meshach mavoy, that case in a chanami, you should use the 6 tfachim gedda. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Amma tzukah be'amas chamisha milamayelcha." So, what is the halacha with regards to the amma 5 tfachim? With regards to the sukkah, what is the chum over there? The gova, that's a reference to the height of a sukkah. The maximum height of a sukkah is going to be 20 amma. So, we're going to be machmir to only assume that you get 100 tfachim. So, the Gemara says, "Ladofan akuma." And with regards also to the halachas of dofan akuma, which literally is a bent wall. Those who learn sukkah are familiar with this concept. Usually, we assume the schach has to go within 3 tfachim of the wall to be considered part of the entire sukkah. What if you have material which is puzzle to be schach, that's on the edge of your sukkah, so you're not allowed to sit under that part, but is the whole sukkah going to be puzzle? So we have a special halacha of dofen akuma, that we assume that the schach, that we literally a bent wall which extends, and it considers if the wall itself is going to be mamshech until where that puzzle schach had continued, and it's really as if the wall was over there and your sukkah is still kosher. So if it consists, that's what we're saying, that's the halacha of dofen akuma, and this halacha is up to 4 amos. So that when it comes to being up to 4 amos, we're going to be, that's a kula though. So the Gemara says, va'ika meshach sukkah. That's not a kula. That's a chumrah as well, because the only 4 amos, you're going to only have, you're only going to have 20 tfachim, as opposed to if you had 6, you'd have 24 tfachim. So the Gemara says, va'ika meshach sukkah ba'arba amos to the kula. Wait a second, you have the case, same thing with a sukkah, which is depth of 4 amos, which is going to be a kula, that the minimum shear, the sound of the brace is going to quote now, when you have the minimum shear, Rebbe says that minimum shear of a sukkah is Rebbe Yomir, and I call sukkah she'in ba'arba amos, arba amos psula. You need to have 4 amos by 4 amos to be a minimum shear of a sukkah, otherwise it's not going to be considered a sukkah. But that is a kula because you're taking a smaller seer of the sukkah. So Gemara answers, no, we hold like the Rabbanan. They say whatever can fit most of your body, the larger part of your body, that is going to be, even if it's less than that share of the 4 amos, by 4 amos, that would be valid for a sukkah. But Gemara says, or you could say that this is really Rebbe, and so what, is this case going to be a kula? No, but Rav Amos Kamar. He was talking about 2 out of 3 cases. We had Dofan Akuba. And for 20 amos, that's a chumrah. And really, he would agree that if it comes to the case of meshach sukkah, for the minimum share of a sukkah, that you should use a more machmer shita and take the take the bigger amos and be more mafmir. So now the Gemara says the third and final case, but amos kilayim, amos bashisha, lemay hilchos. So what is the lacha regards to an amah being six tfachim for kilayim as being more mafmir? So the Gemara answers now, lekarachas akelim nimcha akim. Kilayim agav is one of the hardest perceptuals of Mishnah Shas. Those are very difficult with the pictures and everything, at least for me, I found it very difficult. So either way, so over there is discussing, over here literally means karachas kechem, karachas, it was like opening. So you have an opening in a vineyard and you have literally the area surrounding the perimeter of the vineyard. Those are two halachas. So now when it comes to these two halachas that we're going to be, when a person is planting in the vineyard, so you're not allowed to plant anything, you're not allowed to plant any vegetables or anything, you're not planting any greens, right? And I'm not necessarily vegetables. You're going to manage greens when it comes to a vineyard. So if you do that, that's going to be klai akarim, it's going to be answered about no. So now the Mishnah is discussing a case where how large is the space allowed to be cleared with the vineyard from where you planted the vineyard to the next possible planting. So now the Gemara says the sound. We learned in the Mishnah in Kilai, and the Mishnah tells you, karachas akarim, if you have a place that's clearing in the vineyard, so you have, you're going to have over here, you're going to have first, you want to have first your vineyard, and then you need to have a certain area in between before you want to start working it. So the Gemara says, that you need an area, the clearing space would be 24 amos, and Beisila mim 16 amos. Beisila say that 16 amos would be enough, 16 amos is going to be enough. Both Beisham and Beisila agree that the outer 4 amos is going to be is not allowed to be grown for sure. That is also going to be that you also need another area of 4 amos in the middle. The Shaila is, do you need 16 amos or 8 amos according to Beishav Yisrael to actually be called an area where it's not butel to the vineyard? So the Gemara says, Mechol HaKerem, also when it comes to Mechol HaKerem, how large is the perimeter surrounding that going to be when it comes up to a fence? How far does that be? Beishav Yisrael is amos. There's going to be 16 amos. So you have a vineyard and you have a wall, and when it comes to vineyard and wall, in contrast to the Karachas HaKerem over here, the clear perimeter of the wall has to be, it's only on one side. But it needs to be a wall. It can't be an area that it's going to weaken the wall. So how far is it that's not going to weaken the wall? That's not Logos B'Shamayel B'Zil over here. Whether it is 12 amos and B'Zil hold them 16. Ezo Karachas HaKerem. What is the law by clearing out the vineyard? Kerem Shechar B'Mtzil. So the middle part of it is no longer. It's empty in the middle. So the Gemara says, Ein Sham Shesh Shvei Amos. So then if there is not a space of 16 amos, there Loya V'Zer L'Sham. You shouldn't put any other things. They're not allowed to plant it. That's the Mishnah essentially saying. Hayusham Shesra Amma. If you have 16 amos there, no sin lokade avodos of Zerah Samusra, then you would be allowed to plant there. Ve'ezim Chola Kerem, what's considered the perimeter of the vineyard? Ben Kerem Legadr, that's what we mentioned before, between the vineyard and the fence. That is what Beis Hillel holds. Yimensham Shemitzram Levizer Hashem, you need 12 amos. Over there, Ayusham Shemus Shemus, Nosan Lakrivas of Zeras Ashar. That off over there, you're going to be, you plant the rest. So basically, over here, the minimum shear for the area over here is going to be a chumma if you take the bigger shear. That's what we're going to be machmer and give you the bigger shear. The Gemara answered, the Gemara asked about Ikar, Rutufim, Barab Amos, the Lakula. But wait a second, if you have Rutsuf, it's like consecutive, right? If you're consecutive rows of vines within the 4 amos of each other, which is going to be a Kula, if you're going to assume the bigger one of 6 Tfachim. But what is this case? The sound of the Mishnah tells you in Kalayim, Karaman, I take out Papas, Barab Amos. If you have a vineyard that's planted within 4 amos between the rows, that's not considered a vineyard, and it's just a individual vines, and you don't need as much space as between that and something else. And where it says though, that we assume the Chachamim said that it is a vineyard, and we view the middle vines as if they're not there. So we see according to Rav Shimon that it's not considered a vineyard, and you're going to have more mekel if you have this 4 amos. If you assume 4 amos is a bigger shear, that's a kula. So Gemara says, no, we don't have to go like Rav Shimon. We can go like the Rabbanan and assume that it is a vineyard, and therefore, even if they're within the 4 amos, it's going to be considered a logically a vineyard, and it's not a problem. So the Gemara and it would still be a problem, right? And you have to still be mashma. The Gemara says, similar thing we were saying before, that really he's talking about 2 out of 3 cases. And Echanami, when it comes to the case of Recifus over there, he'd be mashma to assume that you take the smaller shear. Okay, I'll pick up Mirtz and Rav Mishmi, the Rav Nachman tomorrow.